From Tidbits on February 27th, 2012, this is Beware the Morphing Flashback Malware, written by Adam Sangst. As Tidbits security editor Rich Mogul wrote in Gatekeeper Slams the Door on Mac Malware Epidemics, the most significant security hole in the Mac stems from users being tricked into installing something malicious. And once OS 10 10.8 Mountain Lion sees widespread adoption later this year, Mac users will have additional protection from at least malicious downloaded applications. But even Gatekeeper won't protect from malware that worms its way into Macs in other ways, such as Flashback, malware that may have started out life masquerading as a Flash player installer, but can now infect Macs through sneakier means. Thanks to Tidbit sponsor Intego for many of the details in this article, which Intego was first to publish in its Mac security blog. Infection vectors. In Flashback's original approach, variants flashback.a, .b, and .c, a malicious or hacked website would display what looks like a flash error, and if you clicked it, an installer package pretending to be Flash Player would be downloaded. If open save files after downloaded, it was selected in Safari's general preferences, the bogus installer would be launched automatically, and your Mac would be infected. Tip number one, disable that option in Safari. The new Flashback.g instead employs a two-pronged approach that's completely different from the fake Flash Player installer, though the malicious code that's installed is essentially the same, hence the continued use of the Flashback name. First, it attempts to install code on your Mac silently through one of two known Java vulnerabilities. Luckily, Macs running 10.7 Lion don't have Java installed by default, and those who have installed all available Java updates in either Lion or 10.6 Snow Leopard are immune from such attacks. Failing that, Flashback next displays a fake self-signed certificate purporting to be from Apple Inc. If you can click the Continue button, your Mac will be infected. It's clear that Flashback is in active development, not just from the arrival of this new attack vector, but because it intentionally tries to avoid detection. Some variants check to see if the user is running Mac OS X and VMware Fusion and won't execute. They do this because many security researchers test malware in virtual machines rather than risk infection of full installations of Mac OS X, since it's easier to delete a virtual machine and start over with a clean copy. And the most recent Flashback.g variant won't even attempt to install if Intego's Virus Barrier X6 or certain other security programs are installed, presumably since there's no point in bothering with Macs that are already protected. Infection effects. Flashback's goal is to capture usernames and passwords, which it accomplishes by inserting its code into web browsers like Safari and Firefox, and other network applications like Skype. It monitors network traffic and looks for connections to a number of domains, sites like Google, Yahoo, CNN, PayPal, numerous banks, and many others. Presumably the bad guys behind Flashback are looking for usernames and passwords they can exploit immediately, such as for a bank website, and those that may be reused across different sites. Tip number two, don't use the same password for all websites. Because Flashback's code can interfere with its host programs, it tends to cause crashes. If a network-related program starts crashing regularly, that may be a clue that your Mac has been infected. Flashback needs both a way to transmit these stolen login credentials back to the mothership and a method of updating its code. It does this via a set of command and control servers that were initially inoperable when Intego discovered Flashback in late September 2011. They were brought online at some point in October 2011 and have been sending updates to infected Macs since. In theory, Flashback can also download additional software, although Intego hasn't yet seen such activity. Exactly what code Flashback installs in infected Macs has changed over time. At first, it installed a dynamic loader library and auto-launch code into a file in your preferences folder. That backdoor code communicated with remote servers using RC4 encryption and sending information such as the infected Macs, unique hardware ID, version of Mac OS X, hardware architecture, and more. Subsequent variants of Flashback moved away from the easy-to-delete preferences.dylib file and instead installed the backdoor code inside the application package for Safari and Firefox, modifying the app's info.plist file with the location of the backdoor and storing the actual code inside the app. Just removing the appropriate files from within the app isn't sufficient to eliminate the infection, though. It's also necessary to delete lines from the info.plist file. And to do that, you must either open that file and pbedit or first convert it to XML with a terminal command you can find in the web version of this article. But Flashback didn't stop there. According to Intego, a later variant installs an executable file in the /temp directory, applies executable permissions, and then launches the executable. The Flashback backdoor thus becomes active with no indication that anything untoward has happened. Intego has determined the most recent Flashback.g variant changes approaches yet again, installing itself into an invisible file in the user's /shared directory. This file can bear many names, but all the ones seen so far have a .so extension. Unfortunately, it seems likely that Flashback will continue to rotate the names and locations of where it stores its backdoor code, making it difficult to provide reliable removal instructions. Some of Flashback's early variants, but not Flashback G, go beyond just patching network-aware applications and intentionally damage system files. In particular, these early variants of Flashback disable Mac OS X's built-in XProtect malware detection system by deleting some key files. This intentional file deletion is particularly concerning, not just because it prevents XProtect from working, Apple's updated XProtect to detect the earlier variants of Flashback, but also because it means the antivirus software cannot repair the damage. Doing so would entail installing entirely new copies of the affected files, rather than just restoring them to their pre-infection state. It is possible to repair the damage manually by restoring files from Time Machine or another backup program, but it's essential to do so from within the backup program to get the original permissions, which likely wouldn't happen with a simple Finder copy. Our advice. Intego tells me the rate of infection by Flashback has increased significantly since it started using the combination of the Java vulnerabilities and the fake self-signed certificate. What I don't yet have a sense of is how easy it is to run across a website that hosts Flashback, but there are both ways that users can be fooled into visiting such sites and ways legitimate sites can unwittingly end up hosting such malware. Regardless, it is certainly possible to avoid infection by Flashback. Apple's own XProtect has been updated to detect and protect against Flashback's early variants, so as long as that's active, you're probably safe from any of those that may still exist. Nonetheless, to guard against the later variants, you must make sure that you have either not installed Java in Lion or kept your Java installation in Lion or Snow Leopard up to date. And barring that, if you get a prompt to approve a self-signed certificate from Apple, you must deny it. Similarly, it's possible to remove Flashback infections manually if you have a fairly high level of technical sophistication. The information above should give you what you need to know, though I'd also recommend searching the web for updated information about future Flashback changes. But I must admit, just as with the Mac Defender situation, I'm driven to say that anyone who doesn't feel they have the technical awareness to detect Flashback's infection attempts or to repair an infected Mac manually should be running up-to-date security software like Intego's Virus Barrier X6. There are, of course, other antivirus tools available for the Mac, some of which are free, like Climax AV and Sophos Antivirus for Mac Home Edition, but Virus Barrier provides additional security-related capabilities, such as a configurable port-based firewall, the capability to detect spyware activity and prevent software from phoning home, network traffic monitoring tools, network attack detection, anti-phishing protection, cookie filtering, and more. Much as I would like to say that users should just be careful out there, it's simply too easy for someone who doesn't know what a self-signed certificate looks like to click through such a prompt, and even allowing a fake Flash Player installer to run is the sort of thing that many less experienced users wouldn't think twice about doing. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, and Global Delight. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and, you know, I just can't tell how likely it is you're going to run across one of these things, but it's starting to scare me. I mean, it's getting too hard to tell what's really going on, and if even Gatekeeper isn't going to be able to find these things because it's a web vulnerability, not an application, it's very worrying.